Good evening, everybody. Shalom Aleichem and good Erev Shabbos. As you all know, beginning evening, we're going to be observing and commemorating the fast of Aseret B'Teves. The fast technically begins tomorrow morning, depending on where you are. You should find out exactly what time the fast begins. And of course, we fast throughout the entire day until Shabbos begins. Now, of course, we know that it is rather unusual for us to fast on an Erev Shabbos. Generally speaking, it is prohibited for a person to fast on an Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, although, of course, there's no mitzvah to eat per se. It is important that a person have the strength necessary in order to begin Shabbos and Yom Tov properly, of a proper state of mind and body. And so, therefore, normally, it would be prohibited to go the entire day on an Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, and not eating. The exception in our experience is Aseret B'Teves. And of course, this doesn't happen every year, but every once in a while, Aseret B'Teves falls out on a Friday, as it does this year. And we experience something which is very unusual, a fast on Erev Shabbos. Now, the Beis Yosef quotes the opinion of the Abu Jaham that even in a situation where Aseret B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, we would still fast on Shabbos. Not only do we fast on Erev Shabbos, but even on Shabbos itself. Now, in case you're wondering, wait a second, I don't remember ever fasting on Aseret B'Teves when it came on Shabbos. The answer is because it doesn't. The way our calendar is arranged and set up, Aseret B'Teves could not fall out on a Shabbos. But in theory, of course, it could. And in such a situation, the Abu Jaham says that we would fast even on Shabbos. Now, this is something which requires a bit of explanation because we know there are other fast days which do, from time to time, fall on Shabbos. And in those situations, we push off the fast until afterwards. Perhaps the most obvious example is Tisha B'Av. If and when Tisha B'Av comes out on a Shabbos, we don't fast on Shabbos. Rather, the fast becomes what's called a Nidche. It gets pushed off until Sunday. Because when comparing the Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos, the obligation to observe Shabbos in the most proper fashion, which includes of course, eating, Oneg Shabbos, so that is something which overrides the fast. And so therefore, in this situation, Shabbos wins. And so therefore, we can ask a question, why then would we, if Aseret B'Teves would in fact come out on Shabbos, why would we fast even on Shabbos? It can't be because Aseret B'Teves is somehow more chamor. It is somehow considered to be a more strict, stringent day than Tisha B'Av, because we know that's not true. Tisha B'Av, of course, is a 24-hour fast. Tisha B'Av has other restrictions that we do not observe on Aseret B'Teves. So how do we understand this? So there are several who attempt to answer this question. I'd like to share with you tonight the explanation, Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz in the Sefer Yaros Devash in the first Chelek says as follows. The reason why we would fast on a Shabbos, in theory, if it came out on Aseret B'Teves, is because Aseret B'Teves is the day that we commemorate Tchilas HaPeraniyos. What happened on Aseret B'Teves? So a year and a half before the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, placed a siege around Yerushalayim. 1.5 years later, on Shavuos HaBetamuz, the walls of Yerushalayim were breached. And we know 3 weeks later, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the day of Tisha B'Av. So basically, the first major event which led to the ultimate destruction of the Beis HaMikdash was on Aseret B'Teves. It wasn't yet the destruction. There was still 18 months to go. But the fact that it started on this day makes it a day which is on some level worse. He says, Techilas HaPeraniyos, Tzaras Gedola Keflayim, that on the day in which we observe the beginning of the tragedy, the beginning of the end, if you will, so we consider this pain, this suffering associated with our mourning on this day to be double-fold. It is that much worse. And he says, Kevan Shehutru HaRetzua Melemalu Latzur Le'ir, because it's almost as if once there has been sort of permission from on high to go ahead and to reach into Yerushalayim in such a way, and it's almost as if there has been now given divine consent to go ahead and to conquer Yerushalayim, at this point, the path has been paved, and it's just a matter of time. So we could look back at this first moment and say this is when it all started. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz says the reason why Aseret B'Teves would be doche even Shabbos is because there is something particularly tragic about this day, namely that the Churban Beis HaMikdash could be traced back to this moment. This is when it all started. I think it's a very, very profound idea and a thought to consider, and that is that often in life, when we are reflecting, certainly upon tragic events, upon things that cause us a great degree of pain and worry and concern, so we sort of focus on the moment. Where am I right now? This is terrible. This is an awful situation. Rarely do we take a moment to say, "What? How did we get here? How did I get here? What decisions did I make perhaps weeks, months, years ago, which led to me finding myself in this situation?" Of course, sometimes the answer is nothing. I didn't do anything. Things happen in life even without our conscious input. But more often than not, we do find ourselves in situations in life which are very upsetting, situations in which we find ourselves in facing a fair degree of suffering, and we unfortunately we don't focus as often as we should on when it all started. And when it all started, focusing on the Tchilas HaParanios is such an important point to consider. I know that the farthest thing from our mind, perhaps right now, is Pesach. We're still many months away, although not that many. You know, on the night of the Pesach Seder, we have many things that we do at the Seder. And one of the famous traditions that we have is called Karpas, right? Towards the beginning of the Seder, we go ahead and we take a vegetable, different minhagim as to what vegetable we take, recite a bracha baruch yadama. We have in mind that this is going to cover me on the morrow later, and then we eat this vegetable, whatever it is, parsley, celery, potato, whatever your minhag is. Now, why do we do this? Why do we eat the karpas? So believe it or not, it's not really so clear. The Gemara does not tell us explicitly the reason as to why we eat the karpas, what the significance of it is. The Chazal seem to imply maybe it is what's called a heker. It's something that we do at the Seder just to make particularly the children stop and wonder and, you know, ask what's going on. Tonight seems like such a different, unusual night. But the Rabbeinu Manoach in his Perush on the Rambam says something which is unbelievable. He says the Karpas is a remez. It is a way to remind us of the Ksones Pasim. What's Ksones Pasim? We just read several weeks ago in Parshas Vayeshev when Yaakov gives his son Yosef a very special gift expressing his love for Yosef. He gives him a Ksones Pasim. We sometimes translate this incorrectly as being a multicolor coat. Pasim, pashas doesn't mean multicolor, but it was a special garment. It was a special beged that had unique features, whatever it was. And Rabbeinu Manoach says that the word karpas really is referring to a color of royalty, as we read in Megillas Esther, chor karpas. So the Ksones Pasim, which was a beged of royalty, so this, of course, ultimately was taken from Yosef when his brothers abducted him, and they tore it, and they dipped it in blood, and Yosef is ultimately sold to Mitzrayim. We know the story. So why are we doing this at the Seder? So Rabbeinu Manoach seems to imply is that when we begin the Pesach Seder, and we are going to be reliving the Shibud, the slavery, the great period of suffering in Egypt, we remind ourselves when and how it all started. It started long before Paro. It started long before Havanes Chachmalo. It started long before Yaakov and his sons went down to Egypt. You know when it started? When Yosef was what given this Ksones Pasim from his father, which led to the Sibyl rivalry, and then they made these terrible decisions. We can trace the entire Golus Mitzrayim back to that moment. Now, don't ask me, wait a second, it had already been ordained. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram of the Bris Ben Abisarim. It's true. Perhaps this was the divine will and it would have happened anyway. Nevertheless, there were actions that were taken on the part of man, which precipitated, which triggered an entire set of events. And later, when we're going to eat the maror, we're going to remind ourselves, wait, I made a bracha earlier. I made a bracha in the karpas. Because this terrible suffering, vayimaros chayeyem, the maror, which reminds us of the suffering and the pain in Egypt, could be traced all the way back to the Ksones Pasim. So here you have another example of how sometimes we focus merely on where we find ourselves right now, the moment of great pain, but we stop and say, how did we get here in the first place? I should point out that this is not only something which we can appreciate in a most negative context, as we're discussing right now, peronios, if you will, but even when it comes to positive experiences in our history and life, we can also, and we should, say to ourselves, this is wonderful, but how did I get here? Every Friday night, when we say L'chadodi, we say the words, Sof Maaseh B'machshava Techila. And there are different interpretations, you take a look at those who comment on L'chadodi, what it means, but most assume that this is a reference to an idea which is found in the Medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create Shabbos before he created the world, but yet Shabbos comes at the end of the week. And what it means, Sof Maaseh B'Machshava Techila, means the conclusion of the Sheshes Yemei Bereishis, we come to the day of Shabbos, but that was part of the original plan, not part of the plan, that was the original Tachlis, Maaseh Shemayim V'Aretz, as we say every Friday night. That was the purpose, that was the goal, the end result. And so therefore, sometimes we don't appreciate that. We don't understand that we are experiencing something so special right now. And to understand how it is that we got here, that all the things that happened along the way, this was all sort of destined to occur in this manner. You know, there are many times in life, many times where we find ourselves either, as I said, in situations which we wish we weren't. And there are times in which we find ourselves in very wonderful moments. And I think, in my opinion, too often we fail to really take a step back at such moments and say, how did I get here? What decisions did I make? What small decisions did I make? What conversations did I have? What steps and measures did I take perhaps a long time ago, which set me on a certain course, which brings me to where I am today? If we would do that, if we would appreciate the steps along the way, so then perhaps we would be more thoughtful, more conscious, more deliberate in terms of the decisions we make in general. Sometimes we make decisions and we don't fully appreciate at that moment how consequential this decision can be. The way that we can appreciate with more clarity, the way that we can really, really, really remind ourselves, wait a second, what I do today or what I don't do today, what I say now, what I don't say now, will matter a lot more, not only today, tomorrow, perhaps a week, a month, a year, years from now, is by tracing our steps backwards, by looking when we are experiencing things in life, things that are remarkable, things that give us a tremendous amount of joy or sadness, to say, how did I get here? And again, it's not always solely a matter of the decisions that we made earlier, but often, to a certain extent, it is. And so therefore, perhaps, as we commemorate that, we observe the day of Aser B'Teves, the only time that we fast on an Erev Shabbos, and as the Abudra Ham says, if Aser B'Teves would have fallen out on Shabbos, we would fast even on Shabbos. Why, says Rabbi Yonos and Eibshitz, because this is the Chilas HaPeronios. This is the moment when it all started. It's true that the Beis HaMikdash was not destroyed for another year and a half, but this is where it started. And all too often in life, when things are just getting started, small things here and there, we say, yeah, it'll go away, it's not a big deal, don't worry about it. But that's the wrong attitude. We should appreciate the consequence of every moment in life and realize how, over the course of time, things evolve and things develop. So if maaseh b'machshava techila, every conclusion had a start. Every maaseh at the end started with a machshava beforehand. So we should be inspired as we observe this Tanis Tibur, commemorating the beginning of the end, the beginning of the period which ultimately led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, remind ourselves how important every moment of life, every decision we make, every moment of life as it will lead to another. And hopefully, if we can do so, we will become more thoughtful, more deliberate, more conscious of the decisions we make, make better decisions in life, and hopefully experience a life of many more positive outcomes. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a meaningful fast.